Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me.
For the crew, the only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put the phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 28th, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, a very important topic. We're talking about universal harmonics. We want to delve into the ancient study of linguistics or language and the alphanumeric component that manifests or make up what you and I call letters. Now, brothers and sisters, this show comes with a warning. Every show, or most of the shows that I do, come with this particular warning. Because most people don't understand, just like I didn't understand the magnitude or the importance of something as simple as what we call letters, what we call numbers. And so when we look at letters, when we look at numbers, we don't really understand what we're looking at. Universal harmonics is the metaphysics of music and harmony. It is the metaphysics of numbers and letters. It is the metaphysics of sacred geometry. It is the metaphysics of unity and duality, trinity. It is the metaphysics, it is the octaves of light, sound. It is the octaves of mass and matter. It is under or an understanding the octaves of spirit. That's why this show comes with a warning. That's why this show is so important. Because what I'm about to share with you, brothers and sisters, is really otherworldly. If you look at after Christianity became Roman state religion, the church fathers ordered the destruction of most of the images and the literature that existed before Constantine and before the Council of Nicaea. Now, during the wars and the invasion of Jerusalem and Galilee, most of the ancient text was destroyed. Now, brothers and sisters, this has nothing new. This has been going on since the beginning of time. But what was lost during this time frame is paramount to our understanding of what I call something as simple as over the understanding the layers of information that is encoded with inside of what some people call the hologram. Now, when we talk about universal harmonics and universal sound, we're talking about bioacoustics. We're talking about the divine language of God. But the question is, which God? I leave that up to you. So, like most of my messages, this is an esoteric message. This has to do with the metaphysics. This has to do with the eso and the exo, the outside and the inside. As such, this message is not for new believers because, again, someone who's new to the faith listening to this message will get a little confused because they don't really understand that I am not trying to cause division. What I'm trying to do is bring about simplification of that division to give you an over an understanding of the foundation of the roots of what you and I believe is normal. So there is some basic truth that has been removed from this dimension. This basic truth that I am trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you is the one field of consciousness, the one being, what we call God. And so when we talk about God, we must understand that God expresses himself in the form of language, in the form of mass, in the form of language, in the form of music, and in the form of math. And so when we talk about this, everything that I do, especially when I look at it from a numerology, from a gematria, from a theomathematics point of view, people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, what's your trade secret? What is your proprietary information? Well, one of my trade secrets is everybody else is using Babylonian numerology. I understand universal harmonics. That is the foundation of frequencies, waves, and vibration. That's what we're discussing today. That's why it's so important. That's why this is not a new believer show, especially today's message, because we're getting into the ancient language of Afro-Numerics. This is the single field of consciousness, what science calls the universal field or the unified field. So when we talk about the unified field, the powers that be took out the information about the unified field. Now, the unified field, my brothers and sisters, is very, very, very important. Because when I say unified field, that is known as the master keeper of time, the gatekeeper. So there is a master keeper of universal harmonics. The master keeper of universal harmonics. Now, when we look at the ignorance that exists between men and truth today, there is a veil. Any person who does any research will see that there is a veil that keeps us in darkness. In order to lift this veil, we need the master key. The master key to lifting this veil is universal harmonics. It is the divine language of symbols. It is the unspoken language of the hologram. Now, there is a counting system that is a bunch of zeros and ones. All computer programs is based upon a primary binary system that is based upon the universal harmonics that was written eons ago. So we think that the counting system that we have today, the numbers, everything that we have today is based upon some new technology. This stuff goes all the way back to the beginning of time. This is what is called universal harmonics. But this is new to us because we've just not been exposed to it, because we don't understand what is called cycles and octaves. So there is a relationship between what is called harmony and disharmony, or harmonics and disharmonics. When you look at music and numbers, this relationship occurs in music, it occurs in colors, it occurs in math, it occurs in language, it occurs in every physical concept on this uni-one-verse harmonics. So the universe means, uni means one, verse means harmonics. So there is a frequency, there is a wave, there is one universal harmonics that has been emitted. We call it the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God. So we have this universal song that is being played by the Pater or the Father. So this one song, this one frequency, this one wave, this one vibration was manipulated at Rome's Vespasian Titus during the Council of Nicaea. One of the things that really blows my mind is women's rights. In addition to the manipulation of the chi, or the prana, now there's this great book called The Alphabet Version. I'm sorry, The Alphabet Version. The Alphabet Versus the Goddess. Again, a book written by a gentleman by the name of Leonard Slain, S-H-L-A-I-N. Leonard Slain, S-H-L-A-I-N, wrote a book called The Alphabet Versus the Goddess, The Conflict Between Words and Images. Now, this is what happened, brothers and sisters. After Rome's invasion of Jerusalem and Galilee, which is where Yahushua was from, they destroyed, one, all the images, pictures, two, all the texts. Now, this is, again, anybody who's been to seminary, anybody who studied any kind of religion, this is basic history. So Christians were very zealous, and they ran the streets with knives. They were destroying paintings. They were destroying any culture. They were destroying any statues. These quote-unquote Christians, by the urging of the Catholic Church and Constantine, the Roman Empire, they sought out to destroy any pagan relics. Now, in the midst of destroying these pagan relics, they destroyed everything. Everything. Now, this is what it was called. Now, images have an effect on the right brain. Words have an effect on the left brain. So we are more left brain oriented than right brain, because the images are no longer in existence that we need. One of those images that was destroyed was women. Now, if there's any women listening to the show, y'all might want to check this out. You might want to do a little research. If you are a female, this is very important. Why in most countries are the women regulated to second-class citizens? Where before Constantine, before Vespasian, before Titus, before the invasion and the promotion of Catholicism, women were supreme. The female principle was more promoted. The goddess principle was promoted more so than the masculine principle. This totally changed when Christianity came on the scene, the Roman version. Now, I'm not talking about all of you good believers in Yahushua and Jesus Christ, but women's rights were attacked by Christians during the Roman Empire, because it was a new form of Christianity based upon Catholicism. So if you go back and if you do your history, you'll find that women were right along the side. There were ceremonies. Women led congregations in prayer. Women were just as important as men were in the church. But then women started to become victimized and villainized and demonized. During the Salem witch hunt, if you were basically a woman and they didn't like you, they said you was a witch, you got basically burned alive. No evidence needed. The church promoted this. If you look at church history, Christian history, you will look at the Knights Templars. You will look at all of the stuff that went on basically under the disguise of Christianity. But there was a new religion, a new twist on this religion. This is called discord. This was a manipulation of what is called universal harmonics. So the feminine principle was not allowed to follow the feminine physicality. Now, brothers and sisters, when you look into scriptures, you will find that women found themselves reduced to second-class citizenship after the Council of Nicaea. Now, one of the things that really blows my mind when I was going through history and looking at it, you know, women's rights was curtailed. There was in 380 AD, it was called the Temple of Isis at Philo. That was destroyed. In 391, that was a temple of in Ephesus. That was again promoting the feminine principle. That was destroyed. That was a mob that attacked what is called Theophilus. Again, that was destroyed. The library in Alexandria, everybody knows that. That was destroyed. In 425, another feminine synagogue in Philistine was destroyed. In 529, Justinian ordered that the Academy of Athena be disbanded and destroyed. All of any type of a feminine organization, for example, a female-run corporation today, back in those days, was attacked and destroyed. Any female-ran organization was attacked and destroyed. This was promoted by our good friend Vespasian, his son Titus, and Constantine. Now, the reason I bring up this attack, because one of the other attacks during this time period was on what is called universal harmonics, which is what we are discussing. Now, this is basic history. And so when you look at universal harmonics, what are we saying? We're talking about that there is a universal frequency that permeates the universe. But what does that mean in English? There are lower and higher octaves of time. Now, this is really important because there are octaves in light and there are octaves in sound. Now, I am not a musician. I come from a family of musicians, but I am not a musician by any stretch of the imagination. And so when I start talking about octaves, or when people around me start talking about octaves, what are you talking about? An octave is a tone. It is a frequency. It is a wave. It is a key on an instrument, an octave. So an octave is what we're talking about when we talk about harmonics. A octave. So this world is based upon a rhythmic group of eight lines on a verse called an octave. So the word octave comes from the word eight. Means in Latin, it means eighth day, or it means eighth note. It's a period of 8 days. Octave. How do we only got seven? So we live in a 7 day period. That makes it weak, but there should be eight. We got seven octaves, so there's one missing. Now, I've been talking about the missing frequency, the missing octave. So this missing octave, this note, this frequency, represents or is found in what we call the seven notes of the octaves of light and music. What are those names? Those notes, C, D, E, F, G, A, B. Seven notes of the octaves of light and music. But the word octave means eight. Why don't we have eight notes? Why we only got seven? Yeah, you don't want to know the answer to that question. So we got seven. Now, each one of those seven notes represents a color. So the note that is played, C, represents red, D represents orange, E represents yellow, F represents green, G represents blue, A represents indigo, B represents violet. So the octaves appear, they octaves, musical vibrations of sound, is the electromagnetic spectrum. Saying music, math, language establishes the electromagnetic spectrum. That's what we're saying. Music, math, language establishes the electromagnetic spectrum. So there is a cycle of life that is repeated. We call it years. If you look at it from an astrological point of view. Now, again, I'm not going to go really deep and try to get all fancy and all stuff. Again, simple. I use the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid, a.k.a. saint. Keep S, simple. S, saint. Keep it simple, saint. So I'm saying all of that. What does that mean in English? Like, come on, Brother Will, just talk normal. Okay, we can only perceive 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum. Therefore, if I manipulate the frequency, I'm manipulating what you see. Let me say that again. If I can manipulate the frequency, I can manipulate what you see. say it again. So there are entities. There is a division of the octave called disharmony. Some people can see into the spirit realm. Some people can't. So when we look at this, we're looking at the ability to see into the spirit realm based upon the disharmony of the octaves, what is called the division of color. Because when you manipulate sound, you are creating what is called a dissonance. Now, there's only two octaves, one and O's. All of computers are just a random code of ones and O's. Now, brothers and sisters, all of the ancient text talks about one word, alphanumeric. Now, inside of my Dear Kinnear report, I break down alphanumerics. Everybody who has a Dear Kinnear report has a chapter in the book that talks about biblical alphanumerics. Now, the biblical alphanumerics is what has been manipulated. That's universal harmonics. So the metaphysics of numbers and letters is the under-open understanding of how can I return back to source, a.k.a. God, since somebody, some Reverend Dr. Bishop, decided. Now, this is called, and again, you can look this up, they are called revisionists. Now, brothers and sisters, I do a lot of studying. I study for a reason. The reason I study is because I understand that the frequency doesn't add up. Now, everybody else is cool with everything that's going on in the world today. I'm adding 1 plus 1, but I'm not getting 2. And so I pray and I ask the Father. I do the ask method. You know, that's the KISS method. The scripture says that's an ask method. A stands for ask. S stands for seek. K stands for knock. That's all I do 24/7, 365. I ask the Father. I seek out what he say, and then I knock when I got a question. Okay, Father, I researched what you said after I asked. Let me knock on the door again. Father, you there? I got a question for you. Now, that's what I do. I ask, I seek, and I knock. But I ask the Father. One of the things that the Father revealed to me was what is called a religious revisionist. Throughout history, who's one of the religious revisionists? Joseph Bar-Mathias. I say that name all the time because all believers reuse the Book of Antiquities for our historical significance in Christianity. Joseph Bar-Mathias, nothing he says can be taken as credible. Why? He's a turncoat. He's a traitor. He was a Jewish Judaism Christian who became a Catholic, who became a Roman, and was rewarded very well for rewriting history. So he's a revisionalist. So we take what he say and we build our entire gospel, at least some of us, not all of us. So I don't really believe what anything that Flavinus Josephus has to say. So I look at it and I say, okay, if we take two opposite sides of the octave, we're looking at two things. We're looking at, in the beginning, there was only one, the unmanifested creation. I call the incomprehensible, ineffable Father. Now, some people say that the Father was waiting for what the science called a division. So one divided into two, where we get matter and spirit. So when we look at spirit and matter, we're looking at different states of the same thing, like ice and water or liquid. Now, let me ask the question. What is the difference between steam? What is the difference between liquid water? And what is the difference between frozen water that we call ice? Based upon physics. Can somebody please reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that for me? Now, they all have the same molecular structure, do they not? Liquid water, frozen water, and steam. But the difference is the weight, the potential changes. Now, what changes the molecular structure of water? When it's heated up are cooled down. If I heat it up, it turns into steam. If I cool it down, it turns into ice. But it's still the same thing. This is really important. If y'all can follow what I am saying, everything came out of the one. So there's different polarities of the one. There's different ways of expressing the one. There's a different polarity of the one, but it's still a manifestation of creation. It is a manipulation, if you want to use that term, of the atomic structure of the one. That's dissonance. That's what science calls dissonance. So when we talk about universal harmonics, it is the study of numbers as symbols of the single field of consciousness. I call God. You can call it thinking stuff. You can call it dark ether. You can call it, you know, magical smoke. Whatever term you want to use. But it's a single. It's not a double. It's not dual. It's single. So alphanumerics, again, is the under-open understanding that each letter has a numerical value. That's universal harmonics. Now, what does that mean? That simply means that any system of numbers has a alphabet or a letter or a language or a attribute or characteristics of this divine field attached to it. That is called the language of the divine. Every word, every name has a numerical sum or value that is applied to it. And so when a text that contains letters, those letters also are numbers. Therefore, encoded within every letter is a what is called a differential factor or a number. And so this is what some people call numerology. Some people call it gematria. When we look at this, that means that everywhere there is information contained in the present language that we're using. Right now, every word I'm speaking has a numerical value that underpins that word. That numerical value has a characteristic and an attribute of the universal field attached to it. So when I'm speaking, if I could put my language onto some type of a device, colors would come out. Those colors would, again, form what is called thought form beings. Now, the Bible says you will give an account for every word that you speak. The Bible says that vain chatter, we should do that. The Bible says that vain babbling. The Bible talks about that life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Bible says let your words be few. So the scripture tries to give us an understanding of the power of math, music, and language. But again, we don't understand. We were not taught. At least I wasn't. I was not taught the power of understanding what this language gives us when we say words. Now, there is the Society of Jesus called the Jesuits. They understand this. Now, when we look at any of the ancient texts, there is, and I may do a study on this, I'm still praying about it, they're called the serpent or the snake people. Now, the reason that I bring up the serpent or the snake people, because a lot of this gnosis or this knowledge was introduced by this particular type or this particular mankind. Now, brothers and sisters, there is an all-seeing eye, we're going to use that term. There's an all-knowing intelligence that, according to the ancient text, sent entities, deities, Nephilim, whatever word you want to use, to Earth to carry out specific assignments and missions. Now, these entities procreated with Homo Neanderthal that was already here. And Homo Neanderthal became Homo sapien or Homo gigantuous, what we call the giants. Now, the letter S is the oldest symbol of what is called the brotherhood of the snake or the serpent hood. The letter S makes the sound. Now, the frequency or the sound of the serpent, again, is the oldest symbol of female power, feminine power. Again, this female power, this feminine power, depending on who you talk to, again, is the cause of a lot of the problems on the earth, which is why the feminine power was suppressed during Constantine. And so they put all of this quote-unquote negative vibe, frequency, harmonics onto the female. And they say, okay, let's suppress the female, because that female represents that this particular or S sound or frequency. Now, I've done many shows on the case of the missing shin, which makes me beg to differ, because it's called, again, I don't want to get off topic because we're talking about harmonics, but inside of the book, The Case of the Missing Shin, there's S-H-I-N and there's S-I-N. Now, shin is one of the letters of the, again, universal field, the name of God. Yah-Heh-Vah-Heh is what we have. Ancient text says Yah-Heh-Shin-Vah-Heh. So when we look at the ancient, that sound has to do with the saw or the cutting or the sword. And so there is a debate between the snake and the sword. Women, you are either the snake or you're the sword. Which one are you? That is the debate. Because if you understand the ancient text, you're the sword. The S word. Sword is S and W-O-R-D. Snake is S-N-N-A-K-E. And so we have two words that expresses a frequency or a harmonic that causes division, not unity, causes disharmony, not harmony. The reason why this study is so important, it brings in the polarities of duality in the manifested state, the male versus the female. So what we have is there is a manifested polarity of spirit and matter that reflects the symbolism or the division of the one. They exist apart from the Creator, but they should be one. So the metaphysics of duality is the underlying understanding that there are zeros and O's, there is no two. All computers work upon a binary code of zeros and ones. There is no two. So we got yin and yang. We got up, down. We got happy, happy, sad. What was in the tree? There was one tree, the tree of life. But then there was a dual tree. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, male and female, positive and negative, spirit and matter, father and mother, sperm, egg, penis, vagina, up, down, left, right, happy, sad. Who was hanging out at that tree? Was it the sword or was it the snake? Who was at the other tree? Remember the story in the Garden of Eden. That was a cherubim. What did the cherubim have in his hand, brothers? What did the cherubim have in his hand, sisters? That cherubim had the S word, the sword. And he guarded the tree of life because the snake, wanted to eat of the tree of life. Because then duality would exist and would take the place of unity or oneness. The universe of the metaphysics, when we, again, the word metaphysics means what's going on behind the scenes. What was going on behind the scenes of the event that happened in the garden, as we were told? The event that happened in the garden was between the S word and the snake. The word and the snake was engaged in the war of heaven. And so the snake wanted to place, why did the snake go to the woman and not the man? So the snake put that onto the female principle. So the female principle don't exist on the planet any longer. That is why women are in every culture and every society, because the snake put that essence, that frequency, that wave of that vibration, that note onto the female, whereas the women had the sword, they had the word. But the snake manipulated the word. But the word was given to the man. The sword was given to the man. Notice, the sword was given to Adam before Eve was even created. So really, Adam failed because he didn't give the sword to the woman before the snake. So universal harmonics is the underlying understanding of the returning of the sword to the female principle. It is done by underlying understanding that the male principle, the universal one, has a responsibility to destroy this thing called duality. So because what happens is now, from dual, the two becomes three. And so this is a reflection of the what was called the metaphysics of matter. Another study for another time. So the scripture says something very, very powerful. Notice in the word of God, if we look at the process of creation, the polarization, if you will, the properties of spirit and mass or matter, the feminine poles, the yin and yang, the up and down. If we look at the male principle, and if we look at the female principle, the scripture says something powerful. It says that the whole creation groaneth because it is awaiting for the coming of the sons of God. This is because the male principle, is what is called the hands and feet of God on earth. But what does that mean? When we look at the manifestation of the Adam and what is called the divine, what we call the division of cellular division. And so what we have is a single individual egg that divides. And so the word D means two, vine, again, has to do with the life-giving properties. It is the dividing of the vine, where we get the word divine. And so an individual becomes an instrument of the divine on earth, carrying out the divine purpose. And so everybody has a one or a collective consciousness, if we want to use that term. What I call it, again, the universal field. That's universal harmonics. Universal means it exists everywhere. But if I can departmentalize the universal field, so what the enemy set out to do was departmentalize God. The enemy, again, wants to, that's what the government, if you look at the word government, it means to government. So the enemy wants to govern God. So math, music, and language is the governing of God. That's why that's what the enemy does. What does that mean? Plain English. So look at the number of denominations that we have in church today. Why do we have so many divisions? Why do we have so many departments? Because the Cosmocrator's plan is to departmental God to make him less effective. What if all of those departments, what if every church in America came together, combined all of their resources? What would happen? Do you understand? I got an organization. So in my organization, the Eagles Club, what if every member of my organization came together with one mind, with one purpose? Remember the story of the Tower of Babylon, the Tower of Babel? That scripture says that they were all on one accord. They all had one language. Not two, not three, one. Then the verse says there was nothing that they could not accomplish. Let me tell you guys the smoking gun. Why universal harmonics is so important. Scientifically proven by Dr. Greg Braden inside of his book, The Isaiah Effect. You got a church. You got 10 members in your church. That's all you got. What if every member of that church, 10 people, gave $100 every month? That's $1,000. That's course of a year. That's $12,000. Multiply that over the average member's lifetime, 30 years. That's a lot of money. with 10 people. Most churches got 100, 10,000. You ever seen my boy's church down in Houston, Joel Osteen? You know how many people he got in that church? I think he has to have like 4 or 5 services. Universal harmonics is the law of exponentiality. It is the laws of God. The devil knows he has to departmentalize God to diffuse God, to lessen God's power, to buy more time, to get more space, to create more mass. Let's understand the enemy's modus operandi. He separates, he causes a difference. So you got a husband and a wife. The wife doing her own thing, the husband doing his own thing. What do you think the children are going to do? They're going to do their own thing. No unity. So you go to your job. You got a supervisor. Nobody likes the supervisor. The supervisor tells you the company's mission statement. You don't like the mission statement. So you do your own thing. We got a bunch of individuals. We got a bunch of counsel sales. We got a bunch of rogue agents. We got a bunch of people who have their own personal interests, and they got no divine interest. They have not projected the aspect of God into mass or into matter. Man becomes a use or a tool or an entity of the enemy or the snake the moment the man divides himself from God. Now, I've talked about this before. God's omission is man's condition. Your condition is the result of the omission. So we are atomic bonding forming molecules. We are capable of reproducing. So when we reproduce, what are we reproducing? More division. We are subdividing God into more organizations, into more generations, into more destruction of the entire makeup of the one. So brothers and sisters, when we understand the metaphysics, again, I'm talking about behind. What is color? Can somebody please reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that to me? Because color is the bending of one thing, is it not? I'm asking the question, color. How do you get color, brother? You shine white light through a prism. Now, we've broken down this already, so I'm not going to bore you guys by going over the definitions of the terms. Again, but you take one, you shine it through a prism, you get a multiplicity called the electromagnetic spectrum. You are dividing the one. But does the one want to be divided? I don't know. That's a good question that I'm hoping you can answer. So even the word Genesis, gene, Isis, or genes. Who was these emissaries that sent down to earth? Or was they cast down to earth? So the S or the serpent is the giver of gnosis or knowledge. He is the guardian of the tree of life. So now the serpent has been upgraded, if you will. He got a promotion. Now he's the prince of darkness. Now he's the cosmoprator. Now he's the enemy of God and man. He's evil incarnate. Who promoted him? Turn into the serpent and the serpenthood and the brother of the serpenthood and become the evil opposition of God, the universal darkness versus the light. So when we look at truth, we have to understand that universal harmonics uses the English language or the alphabet as a numerical system to present division of the unified field of consciousness. Now, that is not necessarily a bad thing. I'm just explaining the system that we are in. It is based upon math, music, and language, the triune hex. That keeps you on this earth. Now, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. That's what Jesus said. Notice Jesus never says he's from this place, this division. Jesus always says that, you know, I am from above, you are from below. Jesus says friendship with this world makes you an enemy of unity. Because what this world teaches, you are an individual. You got power. You are a star. Superstar. Do you, boo-boo. That's what everybody say, right? Go out and promote your dream. What is the number one doctrine of the serpenthood, of the brotherhood of the snake? What is the number one? They got 10. There are 10 characteristics, attributes, mission statements, whatever words you want to use. The number one, do as thy wilt. Bump unity. You do you. That is the number one Luciferian agenda. Now, inside of the book of the law, there's 10 characteristics of attributes to be a good Luciferian. Number one, don't come together in unity. That's why you can't find two people that can agree. You can't find a husband and wife that's on the same page. The wife's going to do her own thing. The husband's going to do his own thing. The children going to do their own thing. Go to your, look at my organization. Everybody's doing their own thing. Go to any organization. Go to any company. Nobody's going to follow the head. Christ is the head. What is Christ? The messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. So there are many members, but there's one head. But everybody want to be the head. So the enemy knows that. So the enemy comes to you and he tells you, hey, come on, man. You know, you're intelligent. Why should you follow Jim Bob? Your ideals is just as good as you. What do you mean? You want to submit to Christ? No. Do your own thing. There is a teaching. I read this book by this author called The 12 Crucified Christ. And in this book, it talks about that that there are many characters rolled into one that personify this thing that we call Christ. Now, let me read you a quote by Thomas Paine. You guys may or may not remember Thomas Paine way back in the George Washington era. Thomas Paine said that the Christian religion and Freemasonry have one common theme. Both are derived from the worship of the sun. The difference between their origin is Christianity, parody on the worship of the sun. It is that which they put a man whom they call Christ in the place of the sun. They pay him homage and they adore him. This homage was ordinary or originally paid to the sun by the Egyptians. Thomas Paine. Now, you guys know I spent a lot of time in Egyptology and studied it, and I know it very well. Inside of Egyptology, there is an Egyptian serpent who represents duality. This Egyptian serpent that represents duality slithered his way into Judaism or Christianity. This Egyptian serpent now has became, quote unquote, Satan. And it's through the seed of Satan, the snake, the S, that humankind, again, according to Egyptology, has acquired this intelligence, this awareness of, again, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This is also found in the book of Genesis. This is the manipulation of the universal one, the harmonics of God. Now, in Egyptology, the son of Isis has the same intelligence and awareness as what the Bible calls the serpent or the devil. According to Egyptology, Jesus is the new name of Horus. Now, I'm not telling you guys to believe that. I've done many shows. I've already broke down the word Torah and the word Horus and the Egyptian god Horus. I am just trying to express, expose, and expand history. Tie it into the next thing that I'm getting ready to share, which is the on and off switch inside of your DNA for light and dark, order and chaos. Inside of the DNA, you have a codon. C-O-D-O-N. Go to Google, type it in, codon. This is a series of ones and O's. There is no twos. Ones and O's. The universal field, God, emits himself as a series on this dimension that is called inside of science and the ancient text as the ground state. Now, this ground state is, again, the foundation of what is called the differential factor, and then the next state is called the counting system. Let me explain. The ground state is a bunch of zeros. Notice the ground state is circular. Let me say that again. Every computer, every electrician knows you don't plug up no electricity into nothing unless it's grounded. Let me be crystal clear. The ground state is an O. It is circular. It is celestial. It doesn't have no beginning. It doesn't have no end. That is what is called scalar technology, tachyon energy, the most powerful force on the planet. It exists everywhere in the ether. It's all known. It's all powerful. It's all present. The circle. Now, in the Lesser Keys of Solomon in the ancient text, they took the circle and they spun it, and they created a spinning circle. All occult power comes from a spinning circle and a triangle. Don't believe me? Put one on your wall. Please don't do that. I did that. Made a big mistake. It creates a portal for demonic entities to come in and out your house. That's some people still got it out there today. So the ground state, brother, got to be manipulated. Now, zeros and ones is the code inside of the codon inside of your DNA. That's what science tells me. So your computer works on a binary code of zeros and ones. So a computer program, he programs a computer with a bunch of numbers, zeros and ones. So the ground state is zero. Remember that. The ground state is zero. But the differential, the thing that creates a differential, it is called the differential factor. The differential factor, again, the creative, let me see, Father, how can I explain this? Numbers are the divine language or symbol of God on this dimension. Question, which one? We'll talk about that in a second. And so when somebody uses the verbal level of communication, which is what I'm doing right now, there is a purity of the numbers inside of the language. Now, Dr. Emoto proved different languages spoken to water saying the same thing creates different structure. In other words, if I say I love you into water, it creates a beautiful crystal. But if I say I love you in Paleo Hebrew into water, it creates a monumental structure inside the water. Paleo Hebrew, more powerful than English. What is the Egyptian Book of the Dead written in? The Egyptian Book of the Dead is called the original name is the Book of Coming by Night and Day, or Day and Night. In other words, how to come back from the night to the day. It is a book of funeral rites. It is a book of spells. I would not advise you to read it. So inside of this book, when you say those letters, that's why, remember in The Mummy, that movie The Mummy? They got the Egyptian Book of the Dead. They opened it up. Old girl started reading. What happens? Stuff starts coming up. It starts materializing. Why? Dr. Emoto proved this. There's a YouTube video right now where they play harmonics and there's sand and salt on a plate. It starts to take form. It starts to take form. It forms little universes. It looks like little creatures. Just by playing sound over a speaker into sand, it controls mass or matter. That's why your words are so powerful. That's why I'm doing this show. Now, I cannot tell you everything I know. It'll blow your cookies. We won't be friends. If I told you everything I know, you wouldn't believe me. In fact, you would not listen to any more of my shows. So I can't tell you everything. I can just give you a little piece of the puzzle. So, again, white light produces many colors. And so English is Enochian. It is the language of fallen angels. When you say the original language or what is called God's language, it has more, let's just use that term, more power. So one is the symbol of unity. O is the symbol of God, the unity of God. When you write zeros and ones, when you do a binary code, you are becoming one with God. What's in your DNA? Zeros and ones. One with God. So when this unified field comes together, it creates order. When it separates, it creates disorder. So your codex and your codons have a counting system. What is that counting system? What you and I call, or what the world calls, gematria or numerology. So numerology takes zeros and ones, and they express it through nine numbers. So the ground potential basically becomes pregnant with more possibilities of form. That's what we're saying. You got zeros and ones. How do I make a system out of zeros and ones? I divide the zeros and ones into nine. Then I put 26 letters underneath those nine numbers. That's called numerology. But there really isn't nine numbers. There's only two, zero and one. But I take those two and I departmentalize them. Now, this is the genius behind the system of dividing consciousness. This is what is called consciousness in motion. Consciousness in motion brings form into being. Now, brothers and sisters, I could go a whole lot deeper into some stuff that will blow your cookies. Like I said, if I told you everything I know, you would not believe me. A good friend of mine asked me when he got his Dear Kenny report, he was like, "Brother Will, explain to me how this Dear Kenny." Now, I've just explained it to you guys in the first hour. That's basically what I just explained. But if I explained to him, or if I explained to you everything behind what I call my proprietary information, behind Theo Mathematics. Remember, universal harmonics is the metaphysics of numbers and letters. Now, the only thing that misses, now remember, this world is controlled by triune hex: math, music, language. What's missing? Music. I just gave you music. Music is an octave. The word octave comes from the word eight. Music is based upon a seven-note scale. Where's the eighth? That's the case of the missing yit that I've talked about many times before. And so it is the manipulation. It is the departmentalization of God that allows consciousness, a single conscious field, to exist in many consciousness. That's called a hologram. So you are a holographic image of a bigger image. That's why you are a universal harmonic. The problem, somebody interjected a system to keep you separate from the original. And then they gave you the belief that now you can be the original. And so we got people walk around talking about their gods. I know a lot of brothers who walk around in the Egyptology movement, they believe that they're gods. They took, now remember, the ground state is zeros. Any computer programmer can tell you this. The differential factor is one. So we have one field of consciousness, one being that underlines, that is the foundation of what you call light and darkness, harmony and disharmony, on and off, up and down, yin and yang, happy, sad, fat, skinny, rich, poor, all basically at the ground state. Again, notice the ground state is a one. Notice that the differential factor is, I'm sorry, the ground state is a zero, it's an O, it's circular, it's celestial, means heavenly. Notice the differential factor is a one, it's linear, it's a line, it has a beginning and an end. The one manipulates the O to produce the nine. And so when you understand the metaphysics behind a Dear Kenny report, it'll blow your cookies. And so I really can't tell you that because you might not be my friend. So that means that you are a piece of God that has been manipulated. That's what numerology is. That's why you got to go all the way back and trace it all the way back to the unified field, to the one. And find out, okay, based upon biblical alphanumerics, each letter has a numerical value. Who assigned a numerical value? Who made it the chart? Who did now? Pythagoras is given. He's the father of mathematics. What is mathematics? What is numbers? What is letters? We use them every day, but what are they? is exactly what I've just explained. It is a period of inconclusive division called an octave, a stanza of eight lines. It's a note. It is a diatonic frequency. We got eight, supposed to be eight. Why we only got seven? So I do a didactic teaching based upon a diatonic code. That diatonic has to, diatonic means whole tone. Dia and then tonic, two words. So that word diatonic comes from a Greek word, didaktilos, which you hear me say all the time, diakonia. Comes from didactylus. It's a diatone. That's what I give you. That's what the Dear Kenya report is. The extension of a dia and a tone or a tonic that comes from the word tenet, T-E-N-E-T. There's that word again. Remember, we've already broke down that word tenet. It means principle. It means purpose. Production, the seven P's. How do we get all of that from talking about universal? Brothers and sisters, one day it is my prayer that I'll be able to actually just express, expose, and expand the natural, how can I put this, pattern or key. The scripture says, I have a book that I don't sell this book no more. It's based upon the scripture said that about the lawyers. He says, woe unto you lawyers. You came into your heaven, and you prevent other people from entering into heaven because you have taken away the key. What did they take away? Tones, frequencies, waves, vibration. You got seven, but there are eight. You got four gospels, but there are five. You got four letters of the Hashem, but there are five. You can't enter in without the key. That is the physics of frequency. That is returning you to what is called a whole tone, not a half tone, not a half note. That's what an octave is. So it's under open understanding. When you're talking about universal harmonics, brothers and sisters, this is not a game. So when you got the Helios Biblios, you got a half tone. The Cosmogrator is understand that the English language lacks the ability to reconnect you with the Father. It lacks it. Don't believe me? Read Dr. Emoto's works. Get some water. Speak the word of God using English into that water. Then say the word of God using Paleo-Hebrew. Why does the Kabbalist have 620 steps? What does a Kabbalist know that you know, that you don't know? Why do they worship Hebrew? Kabbalists don't worship God. They worship letters. Why do they worship letters? What is gematria? What is numerology? So I've been talking for a whole hour about the unified harmonics, which is basically gematria and numerology. So I broke down that colors are one, is what is called a one-third octave. So color is the manipulation of music. It is the manipulation of light. Now, I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified the division of light. We talked about the polarity of dualism that is the result of the manipulation of tones that create dissonance. Now, to the average Joe, that means nothing. But I did break down something that everybody can wrap their brain around. That is the seven notes of an octave. C, D, E, F, G, A, B. And the seven colors that go with those octaves, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. He said, well, Brother Will, that's great, man, but that don't really do nothing for me. Well, when you understand that there are zeros, remember, everything comes from a zero. Now, according to science, the most powerful force, Dr. Tom Bearden, had a book. He has a book called The Vacuum. Now, out of a circle, he powers his own house. Out of a circle, he provides enough energy for his own house and an entire city. Out of a circle. So in his book, he says he can pull unlimited energy out of a circle, out of thin air. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in Tom Bearden. Type in the book, The Vacuum. Buy it. Read it. You ain't going to understand it, but read it. So what is it about a circle? A circle, where we get the English word church. The church is supposed to be the circle on earth of God. But a lion, a one, a linear being, a snake, injected himself into the word and manipulated the word. And so it is the ability to understand we got to return to universal harmonics if we want to return back to the source, the one, God. So universal harmonics is the understanding of understanding how the enemy uses math, music, and language to departmentalize God or Oz. So let me be crystal clear on this before we close. There is one field of consciousness, not two, not three, not four, not five, not 100. There's one being that underpins the entire existence of this universe. And that one being is now departmentalized into nine. The nine is departmentalized into 26, our Aleph Bet. Hebrew 22, Aleph Bet. These Aleph Bets are the attributes of the one. That is, again, ground state zeros. The differential factor ones. The system of manipulating the ground states. Numbers, 1 through 9. The furthering of the manipulation letters, 26 or 22, depending on you're using English or Hebrew. They departmentalize the one. So ground zero, let's say God is ground zero. Ground zero is unlimited potential. This potential is pregnancy or the womb. A O represents a womb. It has all possibilities, unlimited possibilities, inside of this O. This O, this circle, is aware and it's active according to science. Science says that this O or this one is called consciousness. Science says that if consciousness moves, if I can make consciousness move, it brings about forms. It informs. It creates. And so the universe that we live in is the moving of consciousness. Now, brothers and sisters, if we look at the quote-unquote potential zero, from this zero, from this one, everything exists. A line, the letter or the number one, is straight up and down, is it not? A circle doesn't have a beginning or an ending. If you draw a circle on your sheet of paper and then draw a one on the sheet of paper, draw a circle on your paper, and then after you finish your circle, show me where the beginning and the end is at. Then draw a one on the paper. You got to put your pencil down. You got to go down. You got to pick it up. Ones have a beginning and an end. Circle is eternity. It doesn't have a beginning. It doesn't have an end. It represents unity. One represents duality. So it is this duality that has the ability to manipulate unity, the O. Notice in all the movies they always promote the one. The word Neo means one, because one is actually the manipulation of the celestial realm or God. So they promoting the one. Why? They know what most people don't. Everybody wants to be the one. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be first place. But the number before one is zero. And so it is this understanding, my brothers and sisters, of what is called universal harmonics and returning back to not the one, but the zero. Because everybody's promoting the one. Oneness, oneness, oneness. But nobody's promoting the celestial. It's important, brothers and sisters, that we understand the words that we're using. understanding universal harmonics, the language that explains how consciousness and spirit increased into complexity, what science calls sacred geometry. Now, everybody tells me that that is great. There's nothing wrong with that. Even when you read the scripture, even that scripture in the Bible that says, I forgot the verse, but it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. There's another verse that says that there is no God but Allah. Allah represents one. And so when you read that scripture, Hear, O Israel, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Look up the definition of the word God. Don't believe me. Look it up for yourself. The Bible says that all of creation is waiting. All of creation awaits the eager expectation of the revealing of the sons of God. All of creation. And so when we look at creation, again, as a metaphysician, what I do is I trace everything back to its original source, everything. You give me something, man, I could write a 500-page book off of one word. I already got a bunch of them already written. So when we talk about forms, when we talk about circles, when you draw a circle, brothers and sisters, and you start adding circles and you create what they call the pattern of life, the flower of life, I'm sorry, you have to add lines, diagonal lines connecting points inside of the circle to create a diamond shape. This diamond shape is the symbol, again, of sacred geometry. Notice, when you add circles, there is nothing happens until you start adding lines or ones. You can add a bunch of circles together, but nothing happens until you start adding the axis. You start connecting them. You start creating right angles or angels. Anytime you add a line, a linear, a beginning and an end to something, you're creating something. And you're forming. Now remember, we talked about this earlier. The one consciousness is source. Again, I call God. From this source, there has to be information or informing, information. How does this take place? How does this happen? You need a line. You need ones. So the whole universe, our computer code, everything exists from zeros and ones. Because anytime you add a one or a line into a circle or into a circle, you're adding a beginning and an end to it. You're dividing eternity, so to speak. You are creating zeros, from zeros and ones. Now, there is a chart that is used. This chart has a zero, and then it has ones. Zeros, again, represents the all-knowing, omnipresent God. And then there's the numbers 1 through 9, then the numbers 5 through 17, 12 through 32, 28 through 60, 64 through 12, 144 through 208, 320, 384, 704 is the final number. Now, if you take out a sheet of paper and you write the numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right above that, right, start with the number 5, go through the number 17, right above that, what you will find is that you just made a triangle. Now, that triangle, at the top of that triangle, that number 704, in English, in gematria, that represents God, G-O-D, 704. The problem I have, which God? Who's the all-seeing eye? Now, from zeros, you take gematria, and you go from 2 to 9, 1 to 9, and you do that, you create a triangle that has on top of the triangle, the capstone. Now, this is universal harmonics. Now, from universal harmonics, how in the world did you get all of that? People ask me that all the time. Because most people are not willing to do, you know how long it took me to do this research and this study? You think the average Joe have enough time to do that? They got to go make money. They got to take care of their wife and kids. I overstand. I just, you know, wanted death or truth. So the father said, you want truth? It's going to take you some time to find it. And so what I discovered, brothers and sisters, is based upon just looking at, what if we just take out a simple musical chord? What are the music chords that creates what we call harmonics? Now, a chord is like a C major consists of certain notes. A chord is when you play three or four notes together at one time. Now, doom, 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 a chord. So a chord, you get like C, E, and G, and you hit them all at the same time. So this E, G, and C, or C, E, and G, you play it together, that makes a chord. C-O-C-H-O-R-D-S. Now, you know there's another word, chord. Now, I've done many shows on emotional chords. I have a book on demonic chords. So you have sex with somebody, right? What did you just do? You just created a chord, not a C-H-O-R-D, but the other chord, C-O-R-D. Now, they're very similar, but they are different. A C-H-O-R-D, chord, is similar to the C-O-R-D, but there's a big difference. So a chord is a straight line connecting two points on a curved surface. Let me say that again. Chord, demonic chords. Now, demonic means department. So one's departmentalized O's. O is circular, heavenly. One is linear, terrestrial, demonic. Language is the departmentalizing of O's or God. So is math, so is music. A musical chord, C-H-O-R-D, dictionary.com. It is a line between two points. It is an intersection of a straight line on a curved surface, chord, C-H-O-R-D. Now, the word chord, C-H-O-R-D comes from the word accord or from the word chord, C-O-R-D. Now, the word chord is a thin rope or a thin line, chord, C-O-R-D. What do you have going down your back, brother? What do you have going on your back, sister? You have a spinal cord. Anybody got one of those? You ever heard of that? What is your spinal cord? It's your spiritual antenna. It allows you to pick up the octave. The problem is, an octave is a sound wave frequency or vibration that is sent. And you picking it up with your spinal cord. Who's sending the frequency? There's many patars out there, little generators, little fathers. So the word chord, C-O-R-D, has to do with a string that is twisted. It means a rope, string, a twist. It is a string of a musical chord, a twisted chord. What is the word twisted? Chord, C-O-R-D. Now, we can go a little further down the rabbit trail just talking about musical chords, or you can pick up my book, Demonic Soul Ties, Emotional Chords, How They Form and How to Break Them. Chords, the manipulation of source or God. How is God manipulated? Math, music, and language using the Pythagorean triangle. Now, I can't give too much information on this because this gets into some esoteric stuff, but we look at a major chord. It is the connection of the Pythagorean triangle. So each note represents a line or a circumference of the triangle, I should say. When you connect all three chords, you form a triangle or what they call an octave or a note. That's your box. You are inside of a harmonic container or a harmonic intervals based upon harmony or disharmony. We all live in these boxes of math, music, and language. That's the only way to exist on this dimension. That's diatonic. That's why you have a diaphragm. Once we over honor and understand, my brothers and sisters, that you are a musical instrument that is being played, there is a symphony of what is called life parallels, or a symphony of line parallels. Lines create, O's don't. Meaning, lines create dissonance, O's create harmony. So this manifestation is the result of inserting lines into O's. That's universal harmonics. That's the metaphysics of it. That's the science behind what you call, what I call, what some people call numerology. That's the science behind the division of consciousness that's called the Diakonia Report. Now, this, my brothers and sisters, goes a whole lot deeper. I just wanted to scratch the surface. Because I've had people ask me, you know, well, so, you know, what's the proprietary information, if you want to use that term, behind the Diakonia Report? How do you come up with that if you don't use, you know, Babylonian astrology? If you don't use gematria, numerology? I use what is called ground state numbers. Some people express it as theomathematics. It is the under over and understanding of the yin yang principle, or the O's and the ones, the male and female. And it is through this principle of the manipulation of O's that represents source, eternity, and God, and ones that represents terrestrial, linear, and snakes. And once you open understand that the ideal to create is the representing, or is represented by the karka, or the circle. So the circle reproducing itself out the manipulation of math, music, and language. That is a Diakonia Report that I do. The other Diakonia Report, they use the circle with the manipulation of the language. It is the under over understanding that anytime you add informing in I's into O's, you create departments. How do you return to source? Remove the lines. And all you have left is O's, the womb of creation. Some of the ancient texts reveal, explain, and talk about the Vesica Pisces, which is the coming together of two O's. Now, from a mathematical progression, if you were to write 0, and then on the right, write the numbers 1 through 9, then on the left, write the numbers 1 through 9. What you have just created is what is called the universal pattern of consciousness moving from past to future. I don't know if you really understand what that means. If you take out a sheet of paper and write a cross, everybody knows represents that. You know what a cross is, right? And I'm bringing this to a close. You take out a sheet of paper, you write a cross with a circle. Anybody ever seen those by the chance on top of churches? So a cross with a circle, it's like you just wrote 4 boxes. Now right in the middle, put an O. Now that O represents God. Those lines, there are 4 lines going through your circle. If you wrote a line going from top to bottom and a line going from left to right, where those lines intersect, write a circle. Right next to the, going to the right, write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way out to 9. On the left, write the numbers 1, 2. This is the negative numbers, 3, 4, 5. Now, this is nothing new. We went through this, and, you know, you guys studied this in school. And so those numbers, that chart, that graph is the foundation of a lot of esoteric information, if you can understand what it is. And so when you look at that simple graph, what you are looking at is what is called in the esoteric community the universal pattern of consciousness moving. How do you move consciousness? Remember what I said, at the beginning of the show. You guys remember what I said at the beginning of the show? Moving consciousness. This is the desire. This is the Cosmic Rotor's desire of continual action. The memory of the past is the pattern for the behavior of the future. I didn't say that. The universal esoteric control using math, music, and language is the memory of the past pattern, universal pattern of consciousness. What if I change the pattern? I change behavior. The memory of the past is the pattern for the behavior of the future. So you spend a lot of time remembering your past, brother? I live in the now, the present, the moment. The Kirka, the circle. I talk about the past to help you understand, but I don't live in the past. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot more information to this study. Just remember, because this is very, 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 very important. Morality, the under-over understanding that numbers, math, music, and matrix, math, music, and language represents the matrix. Pure consciousness is a Kirka, is a circle. Someone wants to divide the circle and departmentalize it. That is the only way to exist on this dimension. Otherwise, you return back to singleness or the polarity. That is the over, under, and understanding that there is a universal harmonic template. This universal harmonic template is what is called transcendence. Transcendence. Didn't they just make a movie called Transcendence? What's in that movie about transcendence, brother? What's in the movie about transcendence? What did he do? He became one with source, one with consciousness. Now, they in the movie, they represent source as a computer. Watch the movie. A boy becomes one with a line, becomes one with source. Then he becomes the source. And he able to control the world. So the Lord interjected himself into the Word to create a world. Do I have that inside my book, The Cosmic Rotor? Everybody, a lot of people have read it. They didn't understand what they was reading. How do I transcend time? How do I transcend time? Oh, the Greeks understood it. They had what they call hyper numbers. That'll blow your cookies. And they understood zero-point gravity. They understood the inner awareness and the outer awareness, a.k.a. as above, so below. And so they were able to set up a Pythagorean system. Remember Pythagoras? He's the father of mathematics, right? So the universal harmonics of God is the under, over, and understanding of how to use zeros and ones to bring about departmentalization of the O. It is the binary code of the alphabet, the alpha and the omega. So I use a code to take the single field of consciousness and departmentalize it into self-awareness. That's called alphanumerics. That's the metaphysics of it. That's the metaphysics of taking the full circle and making it into a departmentalization of what we call cells. And your body's full of them. You got a bunch of blood cells inside of the body. My brothers and my sisters, again, make sure that you understand that the rabbit trail goes deep. Do you need to know all of this? Absolutely not. Do I need to know it? Absolutely, because I teach it. I can't teach what I don't know. And so when I talk to a believer, again, I make sure that you guys understand that when I pray to God or I pray to the Father, I probably plan to pray to a different Father than what you're praying to. Because I know that the Father has been departmentalized. They put one up there, but I had to go past that one. I had to go to the incomprehensible Father of the realm of light, because there's a lot of light. And so I made sure that I just didn't settle for a demagogue, a little light. I had to go back. I had to go all the way back to source. It took me 20 years, but I had to go all the way back to source to find the original originator of the universal harmony we call harmonics, universe, where we get universal, universe. There's just one, but somebody is manipulating the one. My brothers and my sisters, again, this was just an introduction to the under-over understanding, the foundation for the Dale Kinnear Report that's based upon the diatonic or the diatonic tone of the octave of this universe that's supposed to be 8, but it is only 7. It is the removal of the yit or the frequency of love off the planned net that brings about this Luciferian agenda that's being promoted as God, but it ain't God. Like Yahushua, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Like Yahushua, I'm from above. I am not from below. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. There's a lot of truths out there. Make sure you have the truth, not a truth. Everybody gets a truth. Egyptology is a truth. Don't debate these guys. Luciferian is a truth. Why don't I debate anymore? Because they got a truth. You think I'm going to spend my time debating somebody who has a truth? Go higher than a truth. Get the truth. Don't debate people who have a truth. They have a form of godliness. Go past a truth and go to the truth. The Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Bible says if you do not have a Letheia, God will send you a truth, a strong delusion. 2 Thessalonians chapter 8, verse 10. A lot of people don't have a Letheia. My life changed when I got a Letheia. A Letheia is a Greek word that means the truth. What is the truth? That word aletheia in the Greek means objectivity. That's what I have. Objectivity means you are willing to consider. Go to any church and ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop, sir, are you willing? I already got the truth, homeboy. I'm not willing to consider. Okay? Extra stage left. How many people are willing to consider? How many? Very few people are willing to consider that maybe what I believe is not all of the truth. Maybe. How many people do you know in your family that's willing to consider? It didn't say you got to believe anything you're doing. Just consider. So every day, what do I do? 24/7, 365, I consider. That's it. I consider. Because according to the scripture, if you don't have that, you're going to end up with a strong delusion. God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. What is the lie? Ahuman. Go to Google, type in Ahuman, the evil brother. So you're going to believe the evil brother instead of the good brother. My brothers and my sisters, that's a wrap. I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. Again, if you need a little business stuff, we'll be breaking down some business information tonight on my sister channel, which is, again, blogtalkradio.com/theocentricmillionaire. Theo means God. Centric means centered. Theocentric millionaire. That's where I'm going. That's my goal. Theocentric millionaire. So blogtalk.com/theocentricmillionaire. Every day at 5:30, we're breaking down what the Bible code, what we just talked about today, when you return to the source, to the zero, the source got something for you to do. That's theocentric business. When you return to God, God say, oh, man, finally got me somebody. Go tell somebody else, man. That's theocentric business. You want to understand theocentric business? Again, join me tonight. That number to call into that show is 347-202-0844. Call in number for tonight's show at 530, 347-202-0844. Again, thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. Name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I serve you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.